The poisons we've discussed so far are, thankfully, all detectable. And there are things we can do to reduce the risk of accidental poisoning. So where does this all leave our search for the perfect poison? John Emsley.
I don't think there is one now. Because of high-performance liquid chromatography, which can separate every component of a mixture, along with mass spectrometry, which can identify anything that's present, there's no way, once you suspect somebody has died of poison, even a tiny strand of their hair, analysed by this technique, will reveal what it is. That's assuming that a little of the poison has got into the hair, which often it does. So there's no such thing anymore as a perfect poison. Even something, you know, like adrenaline, which looked to be a perfect poison for this awful woman in America, she had to use so much of it that, of course, she needed to do that in order to wreck the heart, as it were. And, of course, once that person's died, there's a residue of this at a higher level than nature can provide. So I just don't think there is such thing now as a perfect poison.
Good news. Reassuringly, John thinks there's very little chance of a poison being able to escape our modern detection methods once a poisoning case is suspected. But it's one thing to have the benefit of history and hindsight, looking at compounds we know and understand. What about new compounds? According to the Office for National Statistics, deaths from new psychoactive substances are on the rise. Here's Lorna again.
So if I'm going to stand up in court and say, or put to a pathologist, this is my toxicology report, this is what I have found, I have to be able to be confident that I have found what I'm saying that I found. And in order to do that, I have to have a reference standard, or I have to have a copy of what's called its mass spectra in a library. So you can't compare an unknown and magically know what it is. You're comparing your unknown with a known, right? So if I do not have a reference standard or a spectra of some sort to compare, I cannot go into court and argue that that is definitely what it is.
Compound to compound, you cannot guarantee that is the same.
No, you would have to know what, you would have to be able to like compare a known, unknown, and an unknown so that you can say that this is what this definitely is, and you have to be able to prove the evidence for that. Now, if these reference standards and if these spectra have not been done for that compound yet, so for instance, some of the new psychoactive substances, we're struggling to keep up with them. About two a week come into Europe right now. So realistically, we have more now new psychoactive substances around than we do have of the classical drugs. So that can become a little bit needle in the haystack.
And in terms of poisons, mm-hmm. I'm assuming people don't take psychoactive drugs because they want to poison themselves. They take them for their intended effect. Can a psychoactive substance be a poison?
Yes, it can, but it depends on the side effects of that psychoactive substance. So the toxicity is what you're looking for. And normally with like really, really classic drugs, they would do LD50. These are what it takes to kill 50% of a population. Some of these drugs have very high LD50s, or they're just unknown completely. So LSD, for instance, most of the deaths from LSD come because, unfortunately, somebody has fallen from a building, for instance. It's through a mechanical death rather than the actual drug. But the newer versions of them, which are called N-bombs, are much, much more potent, and you don't need the same amount that you need. The onset of them is slightly slower, so people tend to redose, and unfortunately, that's how they die.
So maybe the ultimate killer compound is yet to be detected. From arsenic through to adrenaline, polonium, Botox and chlorine, we've only scratched the surface of the long list of substances that could do us harm. It's good to know that current detection methods make it difficult for malicious compounds to avoid being identified, and poison is hardly the weapon of choice for murderers these days. But the problem of accidental poisoning remains a significant one. 2016 figures from the Office for National Statistics show that over 7,000 people in the UK alone died from alcohol, a recreational drug. So whilst poisons perhaps shouldn't keep you up at night, knowing the chemistry of your compounds could help to keep you safe and well.